Dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be here with all these people who are seeking you, seeking to return to your garden plan. And Lord, we ask for your Spirit to be with us, not only in this meeting this morning, but throughout the day and throughout the weekend. And we thank you for doing this and for the blessings you have in store. Lord, use me this morning. Keep my mind clear and focused, and may it be to your honor and glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you all know, I hope, our theme this year is following fully. And I'm sure that the speakers, hopefully, especially David Obermiller in the evening meetings, will bring out this theme more. But this morning, I just want to look at following fully God's original plan. And I've got a couple quotes here. First one from Manuscript 12, 1900. It was not God's purpose that people should be crowded into cities, huddled together in terraces and tenements. In the beginning, he placed our first parents where? In a garden, amid the beautiful sights and sounds of nature, and these sights and sounds he desires men to rejoice in today. And then she says, the more nearly we can come in harmony with God's original plan, the more favorable will be our position for the recovery and the preservation of health. And then I have just a little bit alternate version from Ministry of Healing 365, little alternate to the last sentence there. The more nearly we come into harmony with God's original plan, the more favorable will be our position to secure health of body and mind and soul. There it is, that wholeness that God is calling us to. How do we get back to that? The more nearly we come into harmony with God's original plan. So let's just review a little bit. What was God's original plan? We have to go back to the beginning, right? Genesis 1:26. Man made in the image of God. Male and female created he them, right? We're kind of forgetting that in this day and age, but God had a plan with the way he created us in his image. And of course, in the garden, there was also the vegan diet, Genesis 1:29. And, you know, I feel like as a church, we've caught on to that, and we've got lots of programs where we are teaching people the original diet, right? So praise the Lord for that. Sabbath rest and sanctification in Genesis 2:2-3. And again, praise the Lord that our church and as individuals, we are emphasizing that. That's an important point in these last days, bringing people back to God's original plan for the Sabbath. And then, of course, also in Genesis 2, verse 24, talks about marriage. And, I think that as a people, we're doing a pretty good job of pointing people back to God's original plan in these areas. But this clicker's not always. Something's missing here. What's missing? You know, I just want to say, being involved in agriculture for the last 18 years, I realize that I'm a little biased and probably a little bit over the top when it comes to this, but could we maybe emphasize the missing piece a little bit more? What did we not talk about there? Okay, the occupation, the God's original plan for our occupation. This is a quote from Education, page 22. To Adam and Eve was committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it, Genesis 2:15. Though rich in all that the owner of the universe could supply, they were not to be idle. Useful occupation was appointed them as a blessing, to strengthen the body, to expand the mind, and to develop the character. Now notice, the useful occupation wasn't just for physical health. It was also to expand the mind and develop the character. And notice also that this was before sin. You know, working the garden is not a consequence of sin. This was God's original plan. Now, obviously, we know that when sin came into the picture, the work became harder because we needed the training that came from that hard work. So this, if we want to return to God's original plan, if we want to follow fully, we need to pick up the missing piece here and get back into the garden. And I just want to point out, what was the useful occupation? It was dressing and keeping the garden, right? It wasn't just, and now I'm not saying that's the only useful occupation. There's plenty of other useful occupations. But this was the original. This was the ideal. And I don't want us to miss that. What about after sin? Excuse my cough. I'm still recovering from a bug. Genesis 3:23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So the occupation did not change as a result of sin. As I said, the work became harder. But and here's a quote from Education, page 43. That this is talking about the children of Israel. So, of course, this was well after the garden. But Mrs. White says, by the distribution of the land among the people, God provided for them, as for the dwellers in Eden, the occupation most favorable to development. What occupation is that? The care of plants and animals. So, I just want to challenge you. Why aren't we in the garden more? This is the occupation most favorable to development. This was God's original, ideal plan. We read that the more closely we follow that plan, the more favorable it is for not only our physical development, but for our mental and spiritual development. I challenge you this morning, we need to get back to the garden. Why aren't we in the garden more? You know, I'm not one that's into conspiracy theories. I'm not saying they're not a bunch of conspiracies out there, but I don't want to waste my time on them. But this is one that I believe in. There's a conspiracy to keep you out of the garden. And I just want to share briefly, you know, years ago, as I said, we've been, the Lord led us to farming 18 years ago. And the first few years were really, really hard because we had no idea what we were doing. And we didn't have the resources that are available now. So we were literally just learning through the school of hard knocks. And so one time I spent a lot of time with the Lord, and that's the beauty of not having the knowledge and everything, because you don't know where to go but to the Lord. And so I would just go out with the Lord and say, Lord, you got to help me because I don't know what I'm doing. But one of those times I was just kind of wrestling with the Lord, because we knew without a doubt he had called us to do this. And I was just saying, Lord, why did you call us to this and then make it so hard? It seems like everything we do fails. You know, we're trying and we're working hard, but yet it doesn't seem to be working. And, you know, it was one of those light bulb moments in my life where the Lord just made it so clear, and I felt so dumb. You know, it's like, John, of course it's hard, because the devil doesn't want you in the garden. That's the conspiracy. He knows what we've just been talking about here. He knows that the garden is where God created man to be, to work, to live. So, of course, he's going to do everything in his power to keep us out of it. Does that make sense? And if you look around today, and I'm not suggesting that all the modern inventions are evil or anything, but I do believe with all my heart that everything in this world today is trying to keep us from the garden, insulating us. You know, we live in air-conditioned buildings, and we get in our air-conditioned car, and we go to the air-conditioned grocery store to buy our groceries. It's just unbelievable how removed we have become from the garden. And I believe it's a conspiracy on the part of Satan, because he knows that if we get back in the garden, God's going to meet us there, and he's going to talk with us and teach us and draw us to him. Uh-oh, what have I done here? Okay, so in wrapping it up, I don't claim by any means to understand completely what following fully really looks like. I'm on the journey. We're on the journey. But I do believe with all my heart that following fully includes the garden, and more nearly following God's original plan for man. And so I don't know where each of you are individually. I know we come from a wide variety of backgrounds here. I'm sure there are some of you still in the city that have come under conviction about country living, come under conviction on gardening. There are others who have already made the move, but who are struggling, not knowing what they're doing. Wherever you are, God wants to meet you where you're at, and he wants to take you into the garden and teach you there. And just a reminder that when you go to the garden, you are going up against all the forces of Satan, because his greatest desire is to keep you from God's original plan. His greatest desire is to separate you from God. And, you know, you remember in the garden, God came down in the cool of the day and walked and talked with Adam and Eve and taught them about the garden and many other things, I'm sure. But he's no respecter of persons. He will meet you there. And so that's my challenge to you this morning. Again, as a people, you know, I think there's many people who are doing good work teaching vegetarian cooking and teaching the importance of Sabbath observance and all these things. And we don't want to stop that. But please, please, can we add the missing puzzle piece? Can we add the original occupation as part of following fully God's ideal? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being here this morning. Lord, we realize that we have all fallen short of your ideal plan. But we're here because we want to come closer to that. And I just pray that the things that have been shared this morning will be a challenge and a stimulus to all those who are here to not allow circumstances or trials to keep them out of the garden. Lord, may we work with you there. May we walk with you. May you teach us. May we share with others the special truths you have for us in the garden. Go with us throughout this day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.